I talked with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I asked His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. To the far distant shore, many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of death, I'd be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and alone. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the roll's called up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory,
and He holds me steadfast in
His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the roll's called up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. I talked with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I asked His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. Brother Branham said, not to expect anything from the Lord unless you first ask for forgiveness, unless you first repent. You don't come to the Lord with a guilt complex. You just ask His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And then if I could repay, I'd be only too willing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing. We're trying our level best to do something for what He's done for us. We're not just using empty words. That's right. That's why we have to get up in the morning. That's why we have to crucify the flesh. That's how you repay. You know, we don't just sing the song. We try to do something. We try to repay for what He did for us. And around a little meager way, but first you gotta repent. You gotta ask for forgiveness. There's so many things we do throughout the day. You need to ask the Lord to forgive you for failing, and oh man, and then the devil, he reminds you of what he used to do when you're back when you're a kid, eh? He likes to remind you of all the garbage you used to do. So, but we're bouncing along.
See, we don't have to play the game, eh?
Mm-hmm.
We worship the Lord as spirit and truth. That's our worship service.
The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. With all life's temptations, I need you, I know I do. 'Cause the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. Life is a few days of trouble, a wise man once said, but I'll not complain. I'm sheltered, I'm clothed, and I'm fed. But many's the trial I once in my dreams put me through. And the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. With all life's temptations, I need you, I know I do. 'Cause the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you.
The higher I soar in my dreams, the harder I fall. And sometimes I wonder if dreams are worth dreaming at all. But my disappointments and keep me blinded and blue. Now when I'm reminded of the sweet peace I have, Lord, in you.
The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. And all life's frustration, I need you, I know I do. And the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you.
The higher I soar in my dreams, the harder I fall. And sometimes I wonder if dreams are worth dreaming at all. But my disappointments
and keep me blinded and blue. Now when I'm reminded of the sweet peace I have, Lord, in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. With all life's frustration, I need you, I know I do. 'Cause the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you.
Sometimes I've wondered if dreams are worth dreaming at all.
Yeah, it says the higher I soar, the harder I fall.
Sometimes dreams are vanity, eh?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, it's a tough journey, but that's why you need the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You need the Spirit of the living God to direct you. You need an obedient heart. It's all in vain if you're not obedient.
Where would I be without Jesus?
Where would I spend eternity? Lost in a world full of sorrow. Without Jesus, where would I be?
Where would I be without Jesus?
Where would I spend eternity? Lost in a world full of
sorrow. Without Jesus, where would I be? Where would I be without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity? Lost in a world full of sorrow. Without Jesus, where would I be? Where would I be without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity? Lost in a world full of sorrow. Without Jesus, where would I be? There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. My Emmanuel, you are with me, oh Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. If I sit up to heaven or make my bed below, I know your hand will hold me wherever I may go. Before I was formed, you already knew my days. Lord, I have no secret. You know every step I take. My Emmanuel, you are with me, oh Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. Lord, I'm always in your presence. I cannot run from your love. You're behind me and before me, underneath and up above. The darkness and the light are both the same to you. I couldn't hide from your spirit, even if I wanted to. My Emmanuel, you are with me, oh Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. Lord, I'm always in your presence. I cannot run from your love. You're behind me and before me, underneath and up above. The darkness and the light are both the same to you. I couldn't hide from your spirit, even if I wanted to. My Emmanuel, you are with me, oh Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are
riches are your thoughts. O Lord, they're always on me, more in number than the sin. My Emmanuel, you are with me, O Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me.
We're just doing what the early church did. They had fellowship in their home. That's how they worshiped the Lord, the early church.
Mm-hmm.
And then the devil got in and they started creating these commercialized Christianity and eventually evolved into synagogues of Satan. But see what Brother Branham came to do, that prophet came to turn us back to the apostolic faith of our fathers. That's how the early church worshiped. They worship in their home. Everybody had their home, and at home with their family, they started this nucleus of people. I can prove it to you, because when Paul took his journey, Paul traveled from country to country, and he happened to stop, and at this guy's name, I think it was Agabus, and he had 5 virgin daughters that prophesied. Agabus, he was a godly man, and what he did, he sat around at home with his, he had 5 daughters or 4. And then they all prophesied, because when Paul came running, coming through town, he stopped there and had fellowship, and they did what we're doing here now. So we're not doing nothing strange, but the world scene has commercialized Christianity, and the devil got in, and then they started commercializing everything. And like I say, eventually it all evolved into nothing but synagogues of Satan. That's all these church houses are. Mm-hmm. They're just synagogues of Satan. It's just a cop-out. It's hard for a person to sit around the campfire and around the table with his family, with his children. But that's the way God intended it to begin with. That's what the Jews still do to this day.
Mm-hmm.
The Israelites, they want a true family. That's what they do. They sit around the table with their family. But like I say, Satan, he infiltrates everything. And before you know it, that's what he did back at the, back to the early church. He started infiltrating everything with these antichrists and these fallies and these, and before you know it, it was first a deed. You could read it in the book of Revelation. First it was a deed and then it evolved into synagogues of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the devil does. That's all commercialized Christianity out there.
That's all garbage. That's all it is. It's all, you know, it's all
nothing
part
personal.
Yeah, it's all part of that Constantine Christianity. When he married church and state, and then Christianity became like it is out there. People like they'll want to follow Jesus, but the world church system out there can only teach you Christianity. You know, it's not a personal walk. They only teach you Christianity.
Yeah, they got to the seminars and
mm-hmm.
they figured out a way to do it, to manipulate people, and they use the Bible to give people a little bit of a
mm-hmm.
Easter conscience a little bit. See, when you analyze that Hutter, I think that's pure Roman Catholicism on steroids. Because they're compatible. They're not compatible with the early church. They're compatible with the Vatican, with the Catholic Church. I can prove it. They got their cubbyhole. They got their confession booths.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the early church didn't have no confession booth, because when they had a problem, they went to the Lord with it. Because I can prove it. When Peter did his thing, he went to the Lord. And Judas, he went to that confession booth. He went to these uncircumcised Philistines, to these highfalutin high priests and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up committing suicide, and Peter, he found forgiveness of sin because he went to the source. He went to where he needs to go. He went to the Lord Jesus Christ with his problems for denying him. And he found grace in the eyes of God, and Judas went out and hung himself. It's the same thing today. These people in that cubbyhole, in that confession booth, they can't do nothing for you. It's just a form of God in us. Just a game they're playing. And we happened to tap into it. And we found out, we got through the ministry of Brother Branham, and we just, like we, you and I, we're for real. We're not playing a game. What we're doing here, this is reality. This is all that God requires of us. And then he started, that's not our program. Right? That's his program. He just moved in us to go, now you do this, now you do that. And that's how, when we look at it, that's exactly what the early church did. That's what I'm trying to say. Because the Gabus had a home, and he had around his family, and they talked about the things of the Lord to the point where he had four or five virgin daughters, and they prophesied. And then when Paul came through, they prophesied, somebody prophesied there that whoever this belt belongs to is going to have a tough time up in Jerusalem. And it happened to be, they were trying to warn Paul not to go up in Jerusalem. He always had a problem, Paul did. He always wanted to go to the Jews, you know, and every time he went to the Jews, he got himself into trouble. And here they prophesied, none better going up there. Because Paul was called for the Gentiles. He wasn't called for the Jews. And every time he had anything to do with the Jews, they stoned him and they gave him a rough time. Well, stay away from him. You need to learn a lesson. Mm-hmm. He wasn't this perfect human being. He just had a zeal to do what the Lord wanted to, really, what he wanted. He wanted a zeal for the Lord.
Yeah, well, the Jews rejected Jesus, and as a nation, they were blinded and dumb. He tried so hard to make them see, you know, because it was the salvation message. It was originally for the Jewish people, and they rejected Jesus, so they were blinded as a nation. He was trying to, work against that, and it didn't work until finally he decided he's just going to work with the Gentiles, and he shook the dust off his feet and went to the Gentiles. But it took a while for him to reach that point where he's just, that's what he's going to do.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He had loose his faithful lightning. I'm a terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory. Hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah,
glory, glory, hallelujah,
its truth is marching on. Revelation chapter 22, I'll start in verse 14. Well, start at 13. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. That's Revelation 22, verse 13. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, they that may have right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and doeth the lie. Let's see what it sees in a different translation here. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. See, Jesus is everything. Without Jesus, there's nothing. That Wren out there, that Robin, they're there because of Jesus. Blessed are those who wash their robes so they can have access to the tree of life and can enter into the city by the gates. And here's what the Lord gave me during the night. Outside are the dogs,
the sorcerers and the sexual immoral and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. And on German, that's how the Lord gave it to me in German. Verse 15. Denn draußen sind die Hunde und die Zauberer und die Hure und die Totschläger und die Abgöttischen und alle, die lieb haben, tun der Liege. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here. Lord, you give it to me during the night, Lord. We're trying to put it all together, so we just need your grace and we just need help to elaborate on it exactly who these people, what's the outside and who's on the inside, Lord. We need you to help us to bring this out, Lord, the way you want it brought out so that you can have a crystal clear picture of what you're trying to tell us here, Lord. We just ask for that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, if you ask the Hutterites who those are that the on the outside, they'll say, if you're not in the Hutterite colony, outside of the Hutterite colony, draußen sind die Hunde. You know, they tell me that. Draußen sind die Hunde. And you're out there with the dog because you're not in the community. You're not in the colony. Well, see, that's deception. And we've gone through it over and over again. What outside of the channel of the ministry of the seven angels that Jesus said before he went to the crucifixion, I'm going to send you somebody. I'm going to send somebody. And all you got to do is believe that those people that I sent, he sent his angel. He said, I'm going to send somebody and then you can go, like we keep saying it, that we need to say it because people are brainwashed. They think what we're saying here is we made it up. No, we're telling you exactly what Jesus said and we're interconnecting all the dots and all the issues. Everything is all tied together with scripture, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a bit and there a bit, and Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe in them whom I will send. And then the program continued. But just because Jesus got crucified, the program continues on, and then we find it out in Revelation chapter 1, in 96 AD, when Jesus met John out in the Isle of Patmos, and he allowed him to look behind him, and there he saw Jesus standing there with seven stars in his hand. And then he goes on to the seven stars that you saw in my right, they're the seven angels to the churches throughout the grace age, because it's the only thing that you can trust, because outside of that channel, outside of the seven stars, there's a devil out there. And all Jesus was trying to do, he was trying to protect the human race from falling into the sorcery and all that garbage is out there. So here he's setting the record straight. These seven angels, if you can only believe what these seven angels will say throughout the grace age and the first church age, it was the church age of Ephesus, and Paul had his angel, and that angel took the vocal cords of the Apostle Paul, and everybody that was under that umbrella, they had eternal life. And anything outside of that, there were a lot of phonies back in that day. There was a lot of wannabes. But see, they were not part of that nucleus. This is going to be life eternal, that they believe in them whom I will send. And they, all they have to do, they're under the Apostle Paul's ministry, all they got to do is believe that they had eternal life. It's just that simple. And now here we are in the church of Laodicea, and if you're outside of that channel, outside of that Brother Branham and Brother Jack's channel, which is really outside of that angelic channel, it was that angel that spoke to Brother Branham here in the church age of Laodicea. Each church age, all these seven church ages had an angel. And back in the days of Martin Luther, that angel took the vocal cord of Martin Luther, and anybody that believed Martin Luther, he had eternal life. And anything outside of that was not eternal life. That Jakob Hutter and that Andreas Enemfly, they were not part of that channel. They were not part of that angel that spoke to Bart Ludebeck, and they were just interconnected with these antichrists. These antichrists kept flooding in just as soon as Martin Luther put the Catholic Church out of business, and then comes Satan with these antichrists and these wannabes, these carbon copies, these phones, Jakob Hutter and Andreas Ehrenba, like we keep saying it over and over, and anything outside of that Martin Luther shell, they didn't have eternal life. It's just that simple. That Hutterite thing never had eternal life because the foundation of it is a bunch of antichrist kept filtering in. And then here today, the Lord moved on you and me, and he brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, because therein is eternal life. Because they're still part of that thing that Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe in them, how I was sent. And we believe that Brother Branham was the voice of that angel. And by these measures, and by these means, you and I, we have eternal life, because this is connecting it with scriptures. We're connecting the dots with the scriptures. And then anything outside of that is exactly what it says. If you're outside of that, outside of this Brother Benjamin and Brother Jackson, outside of these antichrists, outside of these seducing spirits, these doctrines of the devil, everything that the devil has, he's going to throw here in his end time on the human race. For without our dogs, without our sorcerers, without our whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whoever loveth to make it alive, that's what going to happen. That's what happens to people that are disconnected from reality, that are disconnected from the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, because what the devil will do, he'll send in these wannabes, he'll send in these swaggers, and he'll send in these Billy Grips, and he'll send in all these wannabes, because they're not interconnected with that angel. It's only these people that are interconnected with the message for your day, with that angelic messenger who took the vocal cord of Brother Branham, and then he took the vocal cord of Brother Jackson, and then the Lord found you and I faithful to continue on with the program, and here we are. Anything outside of that, if believe you be, if you're going to find out you're nothing but without our dogs, and you're sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whoever loveth and maketh a lie. It's just that simple. That's the scripture. We didn't make this up. This is a program that the Lord gave us, and during the night he kept saying, without draußen sind die Hunde. And I know exactly what it was. Anything outside of this chapter, anything outside of this Brunner, this angelic messenger, here in these closing days of time, is going to take you out to hell and death. It's just that simple.
Right. When you will go back to Abraham, he went out looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. So he went out looking for this city. So that's a spiritual city that he was looking for, that New Jerusalem. And when you go through the Old Testament, going into the New Testament, how that New Jerusalem was all is going to be made up. It's really a people that make up the New Jerusalem. So in it, like it goes from the Old Testament into the New Testament, and now you can see that it's a spiritual city that is going to come down after the millennium in the eternal age. That New Jerusalem comes down. And see, that's that spiritual city that's being built as time goes on. You can walk through the Old Testament with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the patriarchs, and then you go through the kings, how David, and everything had a purpose, what God was building and making. And you can see in the New Testament how he had those seven stars in the hand of Jesus, standing amongst the seven candlesticks. Those are the seven church ages. Now that all plays a part in that. And without that, like you were reading here, in that there is none of these things are inside that building. No, for without our dogs, these things are outside of that. See, outside of that channel that God has, You can go back to the church age of Ephesus, how God had the Apostle Paul, and he was sent to be an apostle to the Gentiles. That because Jesus said, see, it was given for the Jewish people, for their peace. But because they rejected him, it was taken from them. They could not see what it was all about because they rejected Jesus, their Messiah. And then it was given over to the Gentiles. That's why when you will go to the book of Revelation, those seven churches, it's really going into the grace age to bring out a people from the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. And without that, you're going to see outside our dogs, the squirters, and the sexually immoral, and the murderers, and the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. Mm-hmm. That's why when we look, we talk about these religious systems out there, and basically they don't touch us because we're inside the channel that God has. Like for the Laodicea, he had a prophet here. He had a message here, and we accepted that. That's why these things that are out there do not touch us. The things of this world, they do not touch us. Like we sometimes listen to these people that they're very upset over Trump, and they think that Trump is going come to. They pray that Trump comes to Christ. Well, that's not going to happen that Trump comes to Christ. See, they can't understand these things because they're outside of the message that God had for this day. They're in those church systems out there, these synagogues of Satan, so they don't really see what God is doing. See, Trump is just like he's like not a Christian. He's like a Nebuchadnezzar. He's like a leader for the world that he doesn't know God. Like, he talks about God, but he doesn't know it. That language to him is foreign, just like it was to Nebuchadnezzar. But the Nebuchadnezzar, he had good advisors, like he had Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, whereas Trump does not have very good advisors. Like, I don't follow that much about his spiritual advisors, but when you will listen to the people like Brenham House and these people that are the Christian world out there,
charismatic world.
They do not like Trump's spiritual advisors. Mm-hmm. They think they are like that. Paula White, she is not a good woman. See, like I said, these things do not touch us because, see, we're in a different channel. We're in that channel that God had for the Laodicea church hour. So those things do not really affect us. Trump is not a Christian. Neither will he ever be a Christian. The only thing that God is trying to bring Trump to is to give God a glory and acknowledge God. See, right now, Trump is, he sees himself as,
he's like a Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah. He's got a statue like.
Yeah.
And that's how he sees himself, and that's all good and well, as long as he does, he runs the show pretty good. He's running a pretty good show, according to American standards, so to speak. Mm. But in the line of Christianity, well, there's nothing there. There's nothing, neither is there in that Christian move out there, that so-called
right.
Christian move, because they're all religious prostitutes. It's not spiritual adultery what they're involved in. They're not going to cost, they're not then to connect it to these seven church ages, mm-hmm. and they don't even know. But if we go and tell them, they'll run you out of town. If we go down there and tell them that God sent the prophet, believe you me, they will run you out of town because they cannot accept the truth and the fact of the matter that God sent the prophet and that William Branham was that voice of that angel. And then Raven M. Jacks, you ask them about Raven M. Jacks, they don't even know nothing about Raven M. Jacks.
Mm-hmm.
But see, because there without, outside of that channel that the Lord spoke to me during the night, drowsing Sintihundi, outside are the dogs that they're spiritually speaking. They're spiritually dogs. They're spiritual adulterers. They're spiritual shoremongers. They're spiritual. It's all spiritual. Outside of this here channel, that's what you will become, because you have no control over it, because the land and the atmosphere, everything is full up with deceptive spirits, doctrines of devils, seducing spirits, and the only thing that'll keep you in line is the message of that angel to the local courts of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. All we're doing, we're holding on to the fort, to the things that have been firmly established. That's why the Lord gave me during the night, outside of the dumb. Outside of that Brother Jackson and Brother Branham channel, which is really the channel of that angel that Jesus held in his right hand. If you're within that channel, you got everything that you need for daily living. You got all your needs met. You got health and well-being as long as you're obedient to that heavenly voice. It's just that simple. That's about as simple as I could put it.
That's how you can put it, because when I came to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, that's the righteousness for our day and hour. And in that, God has safety. There is protection, and there is all things that you have need of. It doesn't say to go seek to make a name for yourself or seek to have this big mansion. It says seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. God will give to you what you need. And in it all is that protection. And that's all we're trying to get to across to people, that they can have that same blessing. All they have to believe is the message for their day and hour. Then God does the rest. Because when I came to the message, I can truly say that I never had any lack. I never had any need, because I was in that channel that God had for the Laodicea church hour.
And it all mixes it up. It's going to be part of that stream. Mm-hmm. Within that stream, if I sein and strong, doesn't have a leaf flute. If you're in that stream, and that stream is simply the message for the hour, the church, the Laodicea, which began in 1906, and now here we're in the finishing touches of it, and if you're in that belief structure, if you can only get yourself to believe what Sam and Lorraine are trying to tell you, you're going to have physical health, you'll have well-being, your finances will be met, God will do something for your children, and everything will be hunky-dory, because you're within the chamber that God within that safety net. Mm-hmm. And outside of that, outside are the dogs, and outside are the deceivers, and outside is everything that's not of God. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. Because outside, there is a Satan, there is a devil, and
right.
Outside are all these demonic forces. Outside are these seducing spirits. Outside are these doctrines of devil. Everything is out there, but within you, as long as you stay within the confine, within the chamber of the ministry, and Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, what we're doing out here now, we're just holding on to the fort and bringing you the finishing touches before that great day of the Lord will come. It's just up the road here, just within our lifetime. All these things that we're talking about will happen exactly via the scripture. We're not making this thing up. That's why I said, if everybody would do what we're doing, if everybody would get up in the morning, sit around just like the early church did, and sit around with their families and start the day with prayer and with singing some song, just like the birds do out there, everything would be hunky-dory. There would be no problem. There would be no need for hospitals and prisons and all that stuff. That's what Brother Branham said. If America would have accepted the message for their day, there would be no need for no hospitals. There would be no need for no prisons. There would be no need for them, because they would be within the confine off that channel, off that chapter. And the dogs would be out there, but they would have no effect on you as long as you believe the message for your day. That's how powerful it is. If you're within the confines of the message for your day, you'll have exactly what you say. All these things will be added on to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added on to you. And his righteousness is the message for your day. If you can only get yourself to believe what we're trying to tell you here, you don't have no finance problem. We haven't had any financial problems because the Lord meets our need. He does strict exactly what the word says. All these things will be added on. Everything that you need for daily living. Plus, he's going to give you 24-hour bodyguards. He's going to do everything he can for you. But as long as you stay within the confines of Scripture. And that's it. Believing the message for your day. Believing what we're trying to tell you here. But see, people, they're afraid what that Leonard and these thugs and these antichrists will do to them. And they're being allowed themselves to be fear-mongered and intimidated. Well, we're not allowing that to happen to us. They can throw everything they can. And they did. They tried to intimidate us and fear-monger us. But we did move because we knew the things that we said is right. Because I remember when I found out about God sent the prophet, the Lord set it up that I would be in one of their kangaroo courts. And I told them right to their faces. I told them God sent the prophet. And that baptism that you have is of the devil. And they didn't like it, so they told me to get till sundown to get out of here. But see, they at least know that I know what I told them, and I know I was right. So I wasn't intimidated when they fear-mongered me, when they tried to tell me you don't have no family, you don't have no children. They threw everything at me, care. But see, I know I was right. I know at the end of the day, it's going to prove that what I told it was 100% accurate, God's going to protect me. God's going to see me through this mess. And to this day, we're still standing strong. We're still continuing on with the progress because the truth just keeps marching on. And that's all you and I are doing. We're just continuing on with what God has established back before the foundation of the world when he made himself that big blueprint. And that's all we're doing. We're just holding on. We're just doing our level best to try to stay faithful and true what the Lord has called us to be. That's all I ever ask the Lord for. Lord, help me to be faithful what you've called me to be. That's all I want in life. Mm-hmm. And so all I ever wanted was somebody to have fellowship with, somebody that I can talk to about the things of the Lord. The Lord brings you on board, and here we're having a hallelujah time. And the people, they accuse us of everything under the sun. Well, that's their problem. That's not our problem. We're within the confines of that heavenly position that the Lord has put us in. Just that simple.
That's right. Because when you will go back to the destruction of Jerusalem, they thought that Jerusalem, the city, is going to protect them. So they all went into that place. But Jesus had warned the apostles, the disciples, that when you see the armies that camp around Jerusalem, make sure you get out, because there is not going to be no safety in that city. So that's what happened. All the Christians left before Titus was able to come in and destroy the temple and everything. So the same way with Christianity today, they think these churches out there are safe havens. They are not. They are not. The only safety as you have is in the message for your day and hour. If you believe that message, there God is going to be obligated to his word, because that's what he has in his word. If you follow the righteousness for your day and hour, God's going to add all these things on, protection and everything. There's going to be that safety. And if you don't fall in line, that's the danger that comes in, is that scripture in Revelation where the dogs and all these things affect you.
Amen to that. We're just putting the finishing touches to this. Just up the road here in our lifetime, you're going to see everything that's happened and everything that's written in the book of Revelation. These woes and these vials and the coming of the day of the Lord. It's just right here, just when in a few years from now, all these things will be fulfilled. Because he says back in the day, when Jerusalem will become a nation, all these things will be fulfilled. And Matthew 24, that happened, started in 1948 when Israel became a nation. And then that generation will not pass away until all these things happen. All you got to do is surrender to the Lord, just like you and I. We're doing our level best to be obedient to that heavenly voice, to be obedient to the scripture, to be obedient to the message that's been given to us here in these closing days of time. And all you got to do is to come on board, and you're going to have, and believe you and me, God is faithful to his word. You're going to end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb, and you're going to be able to escape that tribulation that's coming. You're going to be able to escape the day of the Lord. All that stuff that's coming up the road here, that's prophesied in the book of Revelation. All you got to do is believe what we're trying to tell you here. It's just that simple. I cannot make it any simpler, because during the night the Lord came to me, he said, outside are the dogs and everything that defiles. That's outside of this here truth, this here message, just that simple.
Mm-hmm. And it even says, like, blessed are they that do his commandment, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. And there's only one way to get in through the gates, and that's through all the channels that God has, that gives you a right to enter into those gates where there's that protection.
Amen to that. All you got to do is believe the message for your day. That's all it's ever been. Us believe the message for your day. That's all that Abram did, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. Abram believed God, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. All anything else did not matter. If he would not have believed God, that scripture won't be fulfilled. Abram believed God, it was reckoned to him for righteousness. All we're doing, we're believing what God has said back before he went to the cruise. This is going to be eternal life. That they believe of them whom I will send. And we speak over it and over it, time and time, trying to put out something that's solid, something that Jesus said, something that will stand the test of time. And the reason we're repeating it, because out there is such a mess of deception that you can't get truth to feel, because the people are brainwashed, thinking that Hurrah thing, that Amish thing, and all that, these religious things out there, they're nothing but introduced by Satan, by these antichrists. And it's just that simple. And we can't make it any simpler. And I know what we're saying is 100% true. Just try it and you'll see things is going to happen in your life that you have absolutely no control over. You're going to find yourself, your finances are being met, your health issues are being met, you got angelic bodyguards for your children, that they don't get raped and all kinds of things that's happening to these children nowadays. They're being stolen and it's horrible what's going on out there, because outside are the dogs, outside are all these sorcerers, all that stuff is outside of this here channel. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We give you thanks, Lord, for what you have allowed us to see in this hour of time, Lord, to be partakers of that protection that you have for the Laodicea church hour. And we just want to make it available for everybody, that they can have that peace and protection from what is all out there, Lord, all the dogs and the scorcers and all the evil that is out there. They can have that protection if they follow your channel, just like it says, blessed are they that do his commandments. And those are your commandments, that they follow the ways that you have provided for them in the hour that we're living in. So we just want to let people know that. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.